Thank you.
All right.
This is Pete.
Hi, Pete. I have John on the line. Has a construction business. Needs an extra $30,000 to buy a property. Okay.
Mhm. Perfect.
All right.
One second here.
All right.
Hey, John. It's Pete. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. I'm in the application processing department at Bank of Cardiff. First thing I want to do is just confirm a good callback number. We did just get a new phone. Is this 541-379-4654 a good number?
Yes.
Perfect. So, you know, I understand you're looking for about $40,000, and you're looking for construction. You got a job coming up?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. So, you know, what's the use of funds is going to be for, you know, materials, payroll, sound about right?
Sounds good.
Cool. Easy enough. So how about a timeline, you know, or in other words, you know, when would you ideally want to be able to access this $30,000?
I don't know. Probably January 1st will work really good and fuck up my ears, Andy.
Perfect. All right. So timeline's about, you know, a month. You know, pretty quick turnaround. We should probably be able to get you, you know, some numbers in about a day or two. Does that work?
Yeah, my office gal is out until Thursday or Friday, so I'm going to be slow on my end. But I can give you what we can do over the phone to get started.
Yeah, of course. Have you ever, you know, taken a business loan out before, by the way?
No, years ago, before everybody went broke.
I got you, man. So, you know, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago. How long have you been in business for, John?
22 years, I guess.
Oh, damn. Nice. So when you took that loan out, was that for capital or equipment?
I think probably, fuck, it's been so long. I think that's when we had all the big equipment, the cap, the grader, okay. And all that shit.
Yeah, gotcha. You know, well, if you're looking for, like, that $30,000 and the timeline's, you know, relatively short, I'm going to recommend, you know, a working capital loan. That's just going to give you the quickest access to that $30,000 with the least amount of headache, you know. I don't want to keep you on the phone much longer either. So I'm just going to have, you know, while you're on the phone, just fill you out some details here, and then I'll email you the few other things I need to get you approved. Sound good?
Sure.
Good. So what's your DBA name for the business?
DBA, Alabar Construction Incorporated, Alabar Construction.
Perfect. And what'd you do in revenue last year, John? You know, just ballpark me, you know.
What'd we do? Probably
$600,000.
Smaller.
A little bit. Is that, you know, up or down since last year? You know, you guys?
More this year than last year.
Okay. Good. And do you have your, you know, federal tax ID on you, just because this is a business loan, or are you just not in the office right now?
I don't have it with me.
Yeah, that's no worries. You know, just how about you give me your good email, and I'll shoot over the application for you. I'll fill out a couple of pieces of information that I have already.
Alabar, Alabar, 67, @msn.com.
Perfect. All right, I'll shoot this out over to you, and you told me your reception is gonna be out till Thursday, but I think you can probably get most of this back to me. It's just like an application, some bank statements, and a tax return if you got those on file.
I have no flipping idea how to do that, dude. That'll be hurt.
All right, man.
I'll laugh. I have a flip phone. I haven't been on the internet in 2 years.
Yeah, you know what? Some people are just, you know, you have a certain way you like to do things, and, you know, changing it up might not work out. No worries.
No, I'd rather just, like, I was supposed to be in Belize Sunday, but I didn't get on the plane. So, yes. Anyway, no big deal. Yeah, your world is you're on the phone and on the computer. I am standing in the middle of a field right now watching my crew build a dairy. It's pretty cool.
Really? What do you guys do? What kind of industry are you in?
licensed commercial. Built used to build great big things. Had a huge crew. Now I got 8 employees, and we've been buying everything I can buy. I own 25 houses. We fix them all up top end and been renting them and selling them. It's been going great.
Damn. So are you just flipping the houses and are you passing them on to a mortgage broker, or are you buying them yourself and are you renting them out and are you your own landlord kind of thing?
25 of them I'm the landlord on, because you make more money off a monthly income than you ever can just making a quick $40,000-$50,000 selling them. And Sunday I went to Moses Lake, Washington, purchased a house on Friday, sold it on Sunday, goes to closing, and did it in 3 days, dude. Unbelievable.
What did you end up doing on the house?
I learned how to do it.
Did you do any work to the house, or you just bought it and flipped it?
Just bought it and flipped it. All the other ones, I fixed them. And this buddy of mine came out of the woodwork and said, dude, you're too slow. Look what I do. Go with me. And literally spoon-fed me through it. We did all of it, and I did it.
Shit.
How's that for unbelievable? I'm not saying I can do that all day long. I just learned how to do it yesterday.
That was this weekend? You flipped it? What did you do this weekend? Yeah, I just flipped a house in 3 days.
I did. I mean, it goes to title today. I opened escrow on Thursday. I got it all put together. Yeah, pretty amazing. I'd never done that before. That was new. Usually I buy them. 3 to 4 months later, they're done. There's no housing here. There is zero housing. There's, like, no houses. Like, if you moved here, you'd have to
see out of
the couch to you. Eastern Oregon, rural Eastern Oregon.
Okay.
Didn't know where to live, dude. So, yeah, there's no houses. And it's too expensive to build new to make the rental market. So I've just been buying crap houses, fixing them up. Go to the tavern where I drink beer with my crew, and all my crew's buddies and everybody rents houses from me.
I like it, dude. You got your own little town set up almost.
Kind of funny awesome. That way. They're teasing me, Mom. What city are you in? Where are you at?
We're down in San Diego, so just right down the 5. Or I guess you're Eastern Oregon, so you're a little bit inland, obviously, but
yeah, in 4 hours from Portland.
Oh, okay, so you're really deep. I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's dry out here, dude. I'm going
to... Does it get really cold? Like, you guys get, like, a pretty harsh winter up there? I've never really been.
Yeah. 0 degrees to 20 degrees for as long as a month.
Damn.
Yeah, look on the map. There's nothing there but my town. And when you live here, you don't think much of it. But, fuck, man, there's 15,000 people, and it's 30 miles to the nearest town.
Damn. Do you guys typically cool. slow down during the winter time? Just with being able
to... Yeah, based on the weather. I'll line up. Yeah. I used to work through and fight it, but like I'm going to Kauai for a month in February, and I was supposed to be in Belize yesterday, but I didn't get on the plane. And where else are we going? Doing something else warm. So yeah, nice, I'm getting ready just to jump down Mexico. What is it, 19 pesos to the dollar? You're the king.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. It went up earlier in the year. I want to say it was like 13. But yeah, dude, it's you can do some serious partying down there right now.
Oh yeah, I a friend of mine worked with me 3 years. He's like he runs a crew on a banana plantation. Hispanic guy, he lived there. Fuck, I go stay at his place in this little village, and I'm his boss or from America. Fuck, we just drink beer, go fishing, hang out, and everything taken care of for me. Kind of cool.
That's awesome, man. Hey, well, you know what? I'm going to shoot this email over to you, a quick couple things I need, and I'll give you a ring tomorrow just to make sure you got it, and I'll touch base on Thursday or Friday with you guys when you get the secretary in.
Fantastic. I'll be in cell service tomorrow, and Secretary Gal, she'll be in for about an hour tonight. I'll have her look on the email, and let's see if we're going to play together. Maybe I'll get some money.
Exactly. Is this a good time to give you a ring tomorrow, John? Like 10:30-ish?
Yep, crew's lined up. I get a break. I do break. Yep.
All right, solid. I'll give you a ring tomorrow. Take care.
Good. So thank you. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye. Bye.